Welcome to A Slice of App Pie. I'm Steve Lipton, your host for this show on the tips and tricks for you to become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice?
Episode 3, Why the Long Tail Cannot Be Trusted. In my last episode, I summarized the history of selling stuff and why it seems easier than ever before. Today we have some incredible distribution platforms that allow any two people with an internet connection to sell to each other. Ebooks through Amazon's Kindle platform, for example, make for the most democratic way of selling your creative work to the most people in history. The only cost, it seems, is the initial cost of one's personal labor of love to create something. If it is digital, such as an app, game, photo, song, or book, then the cost of distribution, storage, and duplication is near zero. It would seem that it should be no problem to make a lot of money doing your creative endeavor online. Back in 2011, I thought that would be the case. I wrote two apps for mobile devices. I priced them at 99 cents like everyone else. I then waited for the money to roll in. As of the end of 2015, I've made $450 total on those two. Not the spectacular results that I expected. I had bought into a myth that anyone who sells something in an online store would get big bucks rolling in. I expected a few thousand a year. I made just over 100. My royalties were barely enough to cover my developer license. What I didn't take into account is the distributor had no interest in helping me sell my product. You might think they do. You might reason the more I sell, the more they make for each sale. But an economy where a distribution channel pays almost nothing, or as in my case, I pay about $100 to sell on the store, this idea is patently false. It's all due to a trick of statistics, which is to the distribution channel's advantage. You might remember from math class, there's something called the bell curve, often referred to as the standard distribution. It describes the general distribution of events. An event closer to the center, which we call an average or mean, has a lot of cases. As you go away from the center, there is less and less cases. Now here's the trick of statistics. The curve never has zero cases. Let's look at this curve in terms of a familiar use, the top 10. The top 10 are the most popular items with the highest sales numbers. On Amazon, for example, the top 10 are the top 10 selling books. Those are ones that sell many, many copies and do make their authors a lot of money. That's the most popular books. According to Amazon data, there's close to 1.1 million authors on Amazon. The top 300,000 sell approximately one book a day. Let's just suppose that all of those sell a book for $10. Amazon gets $6.50 of each sale. For a whole year of sales, that's about $2,400. For 300,000 authors, that's about $720 million a year in Amazon's pocket. On the other hand, each author makes about $1,100. These are very rough calculations. There's a lot more that goes into the calculation. There's more books per year as you get closer to one in the rankings. Not every book is $10. And the sale of one per day at 300,000 may fall off over time for any given book. One 2008 calculation puts a number at $5 billion a year from long-tail sales for Amazon. It is probably much higher today. Even with these rough calculations, I think you get the point. Amazon makes an incredible amount of money on small sales. Extend the tail further to sales ranking below 300,000, and there are millions more in sales, even when the authors are only making pennies. This is why Amazon doesn't care about you. This is why no one invested any marketing in my apps. They make money off of people who either pay them or volunteer to give their creative content in exchange for a royalty payment. This is the long tail. Chris Anderson wrote a book of the same name, coining the phrase. The long tail has little barriers to creation, production, and distribution. But it still has one barrier, marketing. With 1.1 million books on Amazon and close to 3 million apps for all the mobile devices, how do you get your work noticed? This is the upside of the long tail for the creative indie. The top 10 needs to appeal to everyone and get their message out to everyone. Seth Godin refers to this as the television industrial complex. Godin uses the term to describe a cycle that has been true since the beginning of mass media. In the middle of a TV show of interest, a company would place an ad making their product as desirable to as many people as possible. In the era of network television, that meant only three national channels, so your distribution of your ad was to a very large audience. If a company was successful with their ad, they would invest in ads again. That changed with the internet. People use the internet for their special interests, not one common interest. For many of those interests, there are still hundreds of groups and subgroups. The long tail means that there are smaller groups within the whole. For example, look at my other website, makeatpie.com, which specializes in Swift programming. Swift programming has hundreds of sites. There is a niche for everyone, even when discussing the same topic. Erica Sadoun, Natasha the Robot, and my own website might discuss the same programming topic, but we each approach it from our own voice, our own story. We each have our own followings, and sometimes we overlap. With information, it is never either or. Instead, you can mix and match. Such fragmentation happens in online distribution like Amazon as well. People will find their niche in music, apps, and books. One critical strategy is to target one niche first. They are the people most likely to notice you. Online distribution makes a lot of money because the sum of a lot of smaller sales equals big sales. This is true of the indie creative as well, and will be the way to success. On makeatpie.com, I hear far too many people who write to me saying something along the lines of, "I got this one great idea that will be like gold." Sadly, this is doomed to failure. Very few products in any industry or niche do that. Do not sell one thing, sell many different things. If you can produce several items, you make more money. If you write 20 books and they each make $1,000 a year, you've made $20,000. Multiple content has other benefits. You have more authority and reputation in your subject for both search engines and consumers. This, in turn, increases sales, and more sales brings your books to be more popular than ever. Long-tail economics and marketing is becoming the new normal. Many still do not understand it. Those that do stand to make a lot of money. For indie creatives, it will allow us to sell what we couldn't have sold before. We can play with niches, we can sell through the distribution channels, and we can sell in our own stores. But before we get there, there's a few more myths we have to talk about. Next week, we'll discuss what Angry Birds, flywheels, and endurance runners have to do with each other.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.